Hi, Sharon. Nice to meet you. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course, Lyric. How are you feeling this morning? The vote, obviously, 8-3. Whose vote stung the most last night?
Honestly, not anyone's. And I say that truthfully because the minute that Haley put me up as a renom, I knew I was going home. I knew it. I knew it. I watched enough Big Brother to know that when you put a competitor up against people who haven't won competitions, there's a big chance that they go home if they don't win that blockbuster. So I had a feeling and I mentally prepared myself.
Okay. I know, yeah, you told Julie that you kind of saw this coming. The house, I think you found out this morning, didn't turn on you till kind of the last minute. What do you think actually got Dee and Devins and Angela to sort of flip everything? Was it the competition wins? What do you think it was?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I had a conversation with Dee in the gym upstairs, and she asked me who I would put up, and I said I would probably put up. I wouldn't put up Chuck, Haley, or Kamu. She was trying to open my eyes to the fact that Chuck and Haley and Kamu are coming for me. But I knew in the back of my head that she was working with them, and so I obviously didn't want to give her what she wanted to hear. And I was kind of wishy-washy on that because I was kind of uncertain at what she was trying to do.
Yeah, that's
But
fair.
I trusted Dee. She told me she wanted to work with me during her HOH. I saw throughout the game that she was relying on Devins and they were really working together. And I always knew that it was the six of them working together. And I had a feeling that it would be Drew and Barrett too in on it. So I tried to use that to my advantage. Maybe it backfired. I'm not sure. But honestly, probably I'm so grateful for this whole opportunity. And it's probably for the best I got out then because I think it's about to go down in the BB house. And I found out Lala won, and I'm so happy. I hope things turn for the better in that house and she puts up some big dogs because there needs to be a flip. The power needs to shift. And thank goodness Lala has the power.
Yes, it sounds like she might put up Drew Barrett and who else? What was the other person? One other person with, but she wants to backdoor Haley. That's her plan right now. So we'll
I'm
see.
so proud of you, Lala. I'm so proud of you, Lala, because she was getting really close with Haley this past week. She was playing the game, it was clear. Getting really close to Angela. But I know Lala knows what she's doing and she's very smart and she's so endearing and so kind and gracious. And so I can't wait to see how she slays this HOH and I'm rooting for her all the way.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it seemed like Kamu and Chuck were open to bringing you into sort of their side of the house, their alliance, but Haley was very reluctant. Why do you think Haley was reluctant?
You know what? I'm not sure. I think maybe after the pickleball competition, Haley was like, oh, this girl can compete. Like, it could be bad for my game if we bring her in. I'm not too sure. I had a really good relationship with Chuck and Kamu. I got really close with them this past week, too. Love those guys so much. They voted for me in the end. I love them, and I will continue to love them outside of this game. But you know that my greatest love goes to my man, Rome. I am like buzzing at the fact that I get to call him later today when I get my phone. I literally can't contain my excitement. I love that man so much.
I was gonna say he's been rooting for you on the outside, so I think you're gonna come back to, you guys will be good. Where do you see that relationship sort of going?
Gosh, I hope he makes me his girlfriend like tomorrow. No,
Oh, wow, okay. All
no,
right.
no. What people don't see on Big Brother is the amount of time you spend with each other.
Yeah.
Rome and I, the minute we got into the house, we clicked. And it was like magnets. We truly were like magnets. Like we couldn't stay away from each other. We wanted to learn more about each other. We wanted to get to know each other. When you meet someone, you know, and when you know, you know. And the first conversation we had together was talking about our parents and how long they've been together. He said over 30 years for his and over 28 years for mine and how much we value family. Immediately I knew that we had the same values. Also, the way that Rome handled himself after Devin's blew up his game, such a class act. And I was like, yeah, turn the AC on. That's the man I want to be with. And the way that he was there for me, because when you can trust someone and feel so protected and safe with someone in that Big Brother house where everyone is out to get you and talking crap behind your back, you hold on to that person tight. And that's what I did with Rome, and I think that's what he did with me. I tell this, I've been telling this a lot, but after Ashley got renominated in the first week, I kind of had a moment where I missed my family, missed my mom, and I kind of broke down. I started crying, and Rome immediately came into the pod room, held me like a baby, and told me it was going to be okay and that he wasn't going to leave my side until I felt better to walk out. And in that moment, I was like, I trust this guy, and I genuinely could see myself dating this guy because he is supportive and he stands by you during your lowest moments. And that is someone I want in my life. And in that moment, I told him I was an attorney, and hopefully that showed him trust back. Anyways, I could talk about Rome all day, but love him.
Yeah, I did ask him. I was like, if Lyric, now that you're gone, uses sort of distances herself from you or whatever just for her game, and he was okay with all of that. So I feel like, yeah, you guys are going to be fine. I know you talked to Julie about throwing sort of Mallory and Melody under the bus. You said it was for game. Do you see yourself staying close to them? Any regrets with that?
Well, I heard that Melody said she wants to punch me in the face. So, no hard feelings at all. I understand it's a game. I told myself coming to this game, I definitely wanted to keep my character. And I wanted my parents to be proud and to look back and think, Lyric is playing a game, but she's going to stay true to herself. And I wanted to make my parents proud because I know that this is forever. And so that's part of the reason why I apologized to Mallory after I told Chuck and Haley that Mallory would put them up. I think it was general knowledge that Mallory was coming for Chuck, Haley, and Kamu. I just confirmed it, hopefully to gain trust with Haley. Obviously, she still put me up regardless, but I didn't want to walk away from that game not fighting for myself, not advocating for myself. And that's exactly what I did.
It's a game.
It's a game at the end of the day, but also for my own well-being, I had to come clean to Mallory. I had to come clean to her and tell her, "Hey, I'm so sorry if I hurt you. Genuinely, I'm so sorry. We need to stick together in this game. They're going to try and pin us against each other, but moving forward, I'm so sorry, and I'll never ever drag your name or talk about you in conversations with Chuck, Haley, and Kamu. Although it's known and it's just common knowledge that Mallory would put them up." I just confirmed it, and I wouldn't do that moving forward in the game. And I told her that, and I apologized. And
Yeah, I think you guys will be fine. I wouldn't worry about it.
I hope
Yeah,
so.
I think you guys will be fine. I know you told Julie that you would go after Drew and Barrett in that moment. I think a lot of people are like, well, what about Haley and Kamu? They're the ones that put you on the block. You know what I mean? Like, what about Drew and Barrett? Or why not like the icons?
This is a long game. Big Brother is a long game. I understood that from the beginning, and the two people I really didn't talk game with were Drew and Barrett. And so I know that if they won HOH, they'd put me up. However, if D. Devins or Chuck Haley or Kamu won, I know if Chuck or Kamu won, again, they wouldn't put me up. Kamu put me up, I think, as a trust exercise, maybe. I don't know. I'll watch back the tape and see what he truly was thinking. But I truly trusted Kamu, not only because we had the Hawaii factor, but also we had a good relationship in the house. Kamu and I got along. We talked a lot about our personal lives together. Same with Chuck. Chuck is someone I could definitely see being best friends outside of this house. When I saw him pop up for my goodbye message, I got so sad because he truly is someone I spent a lot of time with in that house. And he's just a great friend. And it was strictly just friends with me and Chuck because obviously my heart was with Rome the whole entire time.
Yeah, I think people are like, are you using flirting as a strategy? Which again is not a bad thing, but do you feel like you were? Or were you just being yourself or?
So when Kamu was HOH, I was definitely like, oh, I could use flirting to my strategy. But I thought to myself, I'm like, oh, Lyric, that's not going to paint a good image to America if you're doing that when Rome just told you he loved you on national television. So I definitely dialed it back. And I told myself I want to be respectful to Rome in this game too. And Rome told me, he was like, do what you got to do, flirt. Get those boys wrapped around your finger, make them protect you, but no hand holding and no kissing. And I said, deal, say less, fair enough. But I think everything works out for a reason, and I'm just so grateful. Like, the one thing I keep telling myself is, like, I'm so grateful for this experience, and God really, really, put me in this position, and it was my time to go because it was my time to go. And so I take it as a blessing. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I found someone who I love and someone who I'm so excited to explore life with in the outside world with. And that's the biggest blessing from this game.
Yeah, no, you have a great attitude, Lyric. I think you'll be good. Who do you think is playing the best and sort of worst game? Like, is there someone you're rooting for now? And then is there someone you want to see follow you out the door?
I don't want to see anyone follow me out the door, but I do think Mallory and Melody are close by because they kind of only have each other in that house. And I told them before I left, I said, look, if I leave, you guys have to hold on to each other and you have to find people to work with. You have to find people who are going to win competitions and keep you safe and people to work with. And in terms of who I want to win, That's an easy answer. Yash all the way. Team Yash all the way.
Yosh.
I love Yash. You do not understand. He is so kind, he is so sweet, and he's smart. Yash is very smart. He put himself in a good position where he's good with both sides and kind of good with everyone in the house. I'm curious to know if he has any alliances because he's in a really good position and I want
No.
to see him win this whole thing.
Yeah, he's definitely on to, basically everyone's denying the votes, which is fun. So, but Yash is sort of clocking it. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think Yash is picking up on some stuff. I know you got to go, Lyric, but would you ever play Big Brother again? Did you have fun?
I had fun. I had so much fun. I would absolutely play Big Brother again, but just make sure Rome is in there with me.
All
Thank
right. All right. Well, listen, have a great day, and hopefully we'll talk soon.
you so much, Sharon. It was so nice to meet you.
You too. Bye.